My name is Carol Seligman. I'm interviewing Kevin Cooper, a death row prisoner in San Quentin Prison in California. He's been there for over 25 years. Kevin, what do you mean by saying you were tortured at San Quentin?
There are different types of torture. Some torture is physical, as what happened to Stanley Tookie Williams inside that death chamber on December 13, 2005. But there are also other types of torture, such as emotional torture, psychological torture, mental torture. All these other things that happen when a people, such as the state government of California or any other state, goes about ritualizing death. When they put a person through a death ritual in order to torture them physically and then to murder them. All I know is this. My mind was messed up. My psyche was messed up. All because these people wanted to do some unnatural acts to me. And if this sounds bad, and if it sounds crazy, and if you can't understand it, that's because this thing that they do to us is so unnatural that you can't put it into words. And that is part of the torture. When you try to explain to somebody what they've done to you, you can't. When they search your arms for veins with a stick needle, when they send psychiatrists to your cage and ask you if you're all right.
This recorded call is from an inmate at a California correctional facility.
So that they won't get cheated by you out of their death because you commit suicide. All these things is unnatural. And now, this system, which is on hold, is trying to do something that's even more unnatural. They're trying to find a humane way to commit murder. And you can't do that. It's impossible. There is no humane way to commit murder. And all of this is all part of torture. Even though the courts don't recognize it as such, and the system as a whole will not acknowledge it as such. It's torture, and I went through it.
You recently took part by telephone in a tour called Lynching Then and Now that was sponsored by the Campaign to End the Death Penalty. The tour was about the roots of the current American death penalty in slavery in this country. Could you tell us about that idea of linking the death penalty as it is practiced today in the United States with the legacy of slavery?
As in all instances, there are different versions of every story. My version is this. I am still a slave because I am inside this prison, this modern-day plantation. Every inmate on death row in this country is, in fact, a slave, according to the 13th Amendment to the Constitution. Those people who were duly convicted were not free when the Emancipation Proclamation was signed by Abraham Lincoln. So thus, we are stuck in slave status. And the same thing that was done to slaves back in the day, back in the 1700s, 1800s, 1900s, is still being done to us, though we're told times have changed. How is it being done? It's like this. Death, in and of itself, is freedom. It was freedom for slaves then. It is freedom for slaves now. In order to keep slavery alive and well and to keep people participating in chattel slavery, they tortured people. They outright tortured them physically. They would grab all the slaves around, and they would torture one and say, this is what happens to you if you don't do this or if you do do this. You won't just get death, you get tortured. It's the torture that precedes death which kept people on them slaves working their asses off for their lives. And now you got today. Death, to me, in this, under these circumstances in which I'm forced to live, is freedom. It is my way out. It is a way where I cannot be shackled or handcuffed or nothing. None of the stuff that these people do to me. Death frees me from this. And these people know it. So they want to torture us like they did Stanley Tookie Williams inside those death chambers, that we will not be free as we want to be, that we will feel their violence, their hatred toward us. That is just one part, but it is a very important part of how torture and the death penalty was used to keep people enslaved. They say the death penalty is a deterrent, but it's not a deterrent. The only thing it may deter people from, if anything, is getting caught. Because if people get caught, they know that they're going to get tortured. They're not going to just get dead. They're going to get tortured first. Because that's what these people do. They torture us. The death penalty, in my mind, is used as a scapegoat in order to keep people in, quote unquote, their proper place in society, to keep them in line. And if you don't do what certain people said, they'll get rid of you. Understand the mentality in this country. Everything they do, they kill. They kill the fish in the ocean. They kill the birds in the sky. They kill the plants in the ground. This is a kill mentality society that we live in. And the poorer that you are, and the darker your skin, the more that these people use these things as the death penalty and prison to justify doing to you whatever they do. Slavery is alive today, just as it was alive throughout the history of this country, in its various forms.
I want to ask you about the dissent written by Judge Fletcher in the appeals court. You've said that this dissent was unprecedented. Could you outline the main points of the dissent and tell why the U.S. Supreme Court ignored it?
First, the reason why it's unprecedented, because in the history of death penalty cases, there has never been 11 federal circuit judges to come out on the side of a death row inmate. There has never been 5 federal circuit judges to come out and say that a death row inmate was innocent, or that a state was maybe about to execute that innocent man. So that's one reason why it's unprecedented. It's also unprecedented in its length. It's 103 plus pages. And within those 103 plus pages, Judge Fletcher not only goes step by step through the history of this case and my wrongful conviction, but he also prove how the state of California has violated my constitutional rights by withholding material exculpatory evidence up to 8 times, depending on how you count them. It's like 3 times, but under each category, there are other things which they withheld. Like, for example, they withheld the paperwork, and then they withheld things other than the paperwork, and they shouldn't have withheld none of it. Okay? He exposed how the town of San Bernardino has framed step by step how they went about doing things, how they went about ignoring evidence that pointed to other people and everything. So this in itself is unprecedented. Throughout the history of this country, some judges have come out maybe one at a time and lied and said a person is guilty. But judges don't lie and say you're innocent. So this together, it's all unprecedented.
You've made a statement asking for people to help defend you and support you. How can they do that?
By getting involved in this historic and horrific crime against humanity called the death penalty. Whether or not they're actually helping me in my case per se is irrelevant to me. If they're involved with this fight to end the death penalty, then they are helping me. Because I am my brother's keeper, and my brother and sister's keeper is me. We are all connected. We are all in this. My family is just as much a victim in this as other people's families are victims. So we all have to help each other. And this is my wish, is that people would just get involved in the death penalty period.
Some people in the abolition movement have put forward sentences of life without the possibility of parole, LWOP, as an alternative for death row prisoners. What do you think about that idea?
Some people call it permanent imprisonment. But whatever you call it, it's a death sentence. When they execute you and kill you, you know, you're dead without no parole. And when you get life without the possibility of parole, you're dead without no parole. It's all the same thing. It's all, you know, it's these people, for the most part, in my opinion, who are advocating this life without the possibility of parole, have no idea what it's like to live in these places. This is no life. Having correctional officers look up your butt 3 or 4 times a day, eating food that's not fit for animals, being told what you can do and what you can't do all the time, being led around like an animal. You know, this is no life. Getting paid slave wages for a hard day's work. You know, being told how you can hug your loved one, how you can't hug them. No. This is no life. I wish those people who are advocating these things to stop and really think about what they're doing. If you say think this is the lesser of two evils, you have no idea what evil is.
Kevin, what you're saying here also relates to the idea of the tour, lynching then and now, the roots of the death penalty and slavery that you were a part of. Can you comment on that?
Those people on those plantations were doing life without parole. And I don't think they liked it too well. This prison industrial complex is a big plantation. Its foundation is built upon slavery. We people who are stuck in these places are still slaves. You are listening to the voice of a 21st century slave, because I have not been freed under the Emancipation Proclamation that Abraham Lincoln signed, nor has any other man or woman in prison or on death row.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
All over this world, wherever there are human beings, there is one group of people oppressing another group of people. Those people who are being oppressed are all crying out the same thing. No matter what language they say it in, no matter what country they say it from, they're all telling the oppressor to get his foot off our neck, his needles out our arms, his bullets out our back, his shackles off our ankles, and his foot out our ass. He has no right to oppress us or do the things to us that he is doing. Because after all, he is just a mere human being. No better, no worse than us. But yet, because of his class or his position in life, he and his choose to mess over us because they don't have to. They choose to. And this must come to an end. In struggle from death row at San Quentin Prison, this is Kevin Cooper.
This was an interview with Kevin Cooper, a prisoner on death row in San Quentin Prison in California. My name is Carol Seligman.